He acts like him.
He has the mannerisms of his father.
Yeah, would you say he favors his father then? When he favors me, he looks like...
No, I think it's physical. When they favor, I think they have a resemblance.
Yeah.
Features. The features are alike, but when they have mannerisms, they act like the parent.
Yeah.
My son he has mannerisms like my father.
Okay. And if a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say that she's what? Three children.
She's the mother of three children.
Yeah, or that she has what? Three children.
She has three grown children.
Yeah. Would you say she's raised or reared or brought up?
Normally the common word is raised, but it is really reared. She reared three children.
Okay. And if the child's misbehaving, you might tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a
spanking or a whipping,
okay,
or a punishment.
Okay.
Which doesn't happen anymore.
Okay. And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob what a lot in 1 year?
Has grown a lot.
Or you say, and last year Bob what a lot?
He grew a lot last year.
And you say, Bob came up so fast you could almost see him?
You almost see him growing.
Okay. And a child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
illegitimate.
Okay. Any other...
Oh, yes. In school, kids would have it, and... let's say that child is a bastard, and I've had grandmothers coming in on me, and they shouldn't say that. I said, but I can't tell a child what he should or shouldn't say. He has heard it. I'll tell him I wouldn't say it. It's not nice. But when he's talking to your grandchild, and they disagree, they are arguing, and they are what you call fussing. Well, they're bickering, and they're going to say those things to each other. Yeah.
What about any other words besides bastard?
An illegitimate, bastard or illegitimate.
Or what's called a good child or something.
I never heard that.
Okay, and using the word loving, you might say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
a more loving?
Yeah, okay. And your brother's son is called your...
My brother's son would be my nephew.
Okay. And a child that's lost both parents is a...
orphan.
Okay. And suppose it was put in an institution.
It would, without parents?
Yeah.
It would have to be it still would be an orphan.
Okay. And a person appointed to look after it.
Would be the guardian.
Okay. And if a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to it, you say she invited all of
her family?
Or in other words, all her
relatives.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name. She looks a little bit like me, but actually
we're not related and we're kin.
Okay. And someone who comes into town that nobody's ever seen him before, you say he's a
stranger?
Okay. What if he comes from a different country?
Foreigner?
Okay. And this is the name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
Okay. And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
Okay. And you ever heard the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Mary?
No.
Wait until the sun shines.
Starts with an N.
Wait until
the sun...
Nettie? Nelly.
Okay.
Yes.
And a nickname for a little boy named Will.
They call him Billy.
Okay.
Sometimes they call him William or Billy. Billy, usually call him Billy.
Okay. And the first book of the New Testament?
Genesis.
New Testament?
Yeah.
Something lost in time.